Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. Have you ever had a question about what you believe? Have you ever wanted to know something deeper than you already do? Well, Sherry Du, the CEO of LDS company Deseret Book, recently gave a wonderful, powerful devotional at Brigham Young University, Idaho, about doubts and questions people have about their faith and what you can do about it. So something interesting that she pointed out is that, quote, "Doubting is not synonymous with having questions. To doubt is to reject truth and faith, whereas having questions means that you want to know more and seek more truth, which can only strengthen your faith." So really, as I was listening to her and I thought of that, this thought came to my mind that the presence of questions doesn't necessarily mean the absence of a testimony. I've had a lot of family members and friends, especially recently, kind of question their faith and make choices to research this doubt and to kind of give up a little bit on what they've believed their whole lives. And it's painful. It's painful for me to see them going through this process. And I know it's painful for them because this is a faith that they've loved so much, but they've let these questions and these doubts kind of get in the way of that. But Sister Du related a really sweet experience that she had just a few years ago. She received a letter from a young woman who had just graduated from BYU. And in the letter, this young woman confessed to Sister Du that she was really struggling to believe in the truth of her LDS faith. And Sister Du asked her if she wanted a testimony, and if so, was she willing to work for it? And the young woman said yes, and she was, and she started down the spiritual path that changed her life. She accessed help from her bishop, her congregation leader, her other church leaders, her Relief Society president, and Sister Du herself. And then she also put in the effort in her own time with her own personal study and prayer that ended up making all the difference in her life. And after some time, she received not only a temple recommend, but a stronger and more firm testimony than she could have ever imagined because of the questions that she asked and the spiritual work that she was willing to put in to seek those answers. And then a few days later, after that beautiful experience had kind of come to a close, Sister Du received another phone call from a different young woman who had told her that she had decided to doubt the truthfulness of her faith and decided to break the law of chastity and actually ended up getting pregnant out of wedlock. Sister Du was, of course, devastated. This woman was a close friend, and she reiterated her love for this young woman, but she asked her if she wanted to not doubt anymore. She asked her if she wanted a stronger testimony and to get her life back on track, but this young woman declined. She didn't want to know more. She didn't have that desire. She wasn't willing to put in the work, so she ultimately stayed in the same doubtful position that she was in. Sister Du went on to say, quote, "Questions are good if they are inspired, asked in faith, and asked of credible sources where the Spirit will direct and confirm the answer," end quote. So if you do find yourself questioning different parts of your faith or history or your own church, look at it as an opportunity to seek and to learn and strengthen yourself with the help of the Spirit. You don't need to be ashamed because you have questions or doubts, and you don't need to convince yourself that the presence of too many questions or doubts means that your faith isn't valid, because the Spirit can always confirm truth to you if you work hard and invite it to. Joseph Smith said, quote, "The Holy Ghost comprehends more than all the world," end quote. So no matter where you look for resources to prove your doubts or prove your faith or prove your questions, just remember that the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, can confirm truth to your heart. And do remember that prophets and other faithful people all throughout time before you have questions themselves. Nephi and Enos from the Book of Mormon turned to the Lord for confirmation of what their fathers had taught them. Joseph Smith himself wanted to know why there were so many churches and which one he should join and what he should do about it. And at some point, every person of faith has to humble themselves and ask, "Do I really believe? And if I don't, what am I willing to do about it?" And we do that so that we can move forward with our lives. So for more information on building a stronger testimony through obedience, prayer, and scripture study, you can visit mormonchannel.org or download the Mormon Channel app for great blog posts, podcasts, and inspiring videos. There's an especially inspiring episode of the series His Grace, where we interview a man named Rich Miller, who was a returned missionary, was faithful for most of his life, and then one day decided not to believe anymore. And he talks about his journey back to faith and back to belief. So that's a wonderful video to watch on your own and especially share with family members and friends, or share via social media with people that you feel like might really need that at this time. We're going to end our episode today with a quote from LDS leader in the first presidency, President Henry B. Eyring. And he said, quote, "We all know that human judgment and logical thinking will not be enough to get answers to the questions that matter most in life. We need revelation from God. We need not just one flash of light and comfort, but we need the continuing blessing of communication with God." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.